All right, guys, it's Mike and Kenny again, one more time here. We just want to discuss one more thing we hear a lot about, and you guys are all curious about. It's kind of what happens to composite lines with PBS. Currently, our CBI system, they build composite lines. So, Kenny, if we go to a PBS system, will we still have composite lines?
No, composite lines are purely a function of something you could do with a solver or a home-built system. Composite lines would have a extremely large software change to any of the PBS softwares. None of the existing ones are willing to do that. You're essentially making your product not work well, and so they just simply won't want to do it. The only one that was even willing to do it was Kerwin Solutions or our SmartPref that we had worked with back in between 2016 and 2018, and they don't actually exist anymore due to the antics that Allegiant did involving them.
So then basically the reason they have to go away is because the software has no ability to solve them. Is that what I'm gathering there?
Yeah, and frankly, in all the company's proposals, they would like them to go away because they're terribly inefficient lines. But yeah, they composite lines just they're not in PBS software. It's just something that doesn't exist in the method that in the method I should say in the method at least that our CBA has. It would take a pretty significant rechange and rewrite of all of them. Just mixed lines combining reserves in an actual PBS system, combining reserves and trips onto the same line is just like as we talked about in the last video. You do regular lines separate, you do reserve lines separate. You combining them two together just is not something that exists.
So essentially then, so now that we're eliminating composite lines altogether with a PBS system, whatever we shall choose or the company and the union agree upon, how does this affect staffing and cost then, removing composite lines?
Yeah, well, and to make it clear, that's if we go to PBS in our negotiations. That's also not a given. So composite lines, one add days, generally unusable items. You would much rather, as an admin, have those as reserves. So if add days go away, you're going to convert all those add days into just regular reserve availability periods, increasing your coverage right there. Next, you have the fact that composite lines are built to the line credit window. They're not built to minimum days off like reserve lines is. In our analysis, we've seen on average composite line holders will work 5 less days per month than a reserve line holder. So when you are converting all your composite lines into reserve lines, right off the bat there, add days go to reserves, turn into wraps. 5 days off turn into wraps. So you're talking about significant more coverage just right off the bat with those. You take those trips, you turn them into wraps. Again, generally gives that company a little bit more flexibility. And now you're talking about in some months in our analysis, we've seen they could fly the same amount of flying, even with 0% stacking potentially, you could fly the same amount of flying with 100 less pilots. I take that back. With unlimited unstacking, they could fly the same amount of flying with 100 less pilots. That's now, is a company going to terminate 100 pilots? No, they're not going to furlough 100 pilots. They then allow a choice. Do you want to increase the amount of flying without any growth opportunities? Or do you want to decrease the hours on pilots and not have to pay premium pay and not have to pay VFNs? I would say most likely you'd probably find something more in the middle, but typically those months, the term that the Allegiant market planners, the people that decide our routes and our number of flights use, is they use like to use the term choke point. What is preventing them from doing more flying? Well, in most of the months of the year, it's just customer demand is the choke point. So it's not like giving the company more efficiency is going to let them have more be able to have more flying because there's just not the customer demand for more flying. So they'll just lower the hours on everybody. Now in the summer months, and when they're already driving everybody up to max hours, now the crews were the choke point. So now it'll allow the company to do more flying without having to upgrade anyone, without any growth, without people reserves turning into regular lines, et cetera, that type of thing.
So it sounds like the elimination of composite lines we'll give them the more coverage we talked about in the reserve video, and essentially being able to fly more hours due to pilots not having composite lines, getting those extra 5 days off a month, those add days that are rarely used. Like, so we get let's talk about, I guess, one more question, I guess, add days. So I know I've had composite lines quite a bit, and I know I rarely get used on an add day. Do you have it, like, what percentage of people are getting used on an add day?
Very low. I'm off the top of my head, somewhere, I want to say we are somewhere between the 15 to 20% range. I don't have them. We have it somewhere in all of our data points, but it is not a high number.
And so basically, I have roughly an 80% chance of not working on an ad day. Essentially, another paid day off, no coverage for the company. And therefore, that's another reason why getting rid of composite lines with a PBS system would provide the more coverage we talked about. So
Yeah, and correct. And not just, hey, we didn't need you to work that day. There are a lot at that percentage level. There are lots of instances where they would like the person to have been able to work, but because it's so restrictive for their ability to get positive contact, to get a trip on you, you're just not able, they're just not able to do it.
Right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up composite lines. I appreciate your time, and it was great to get this out, and I hope the pilots really enjoy this audio recording. Thank you, Kenny.